This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Obviously, as it, where it stands now, it's not great. It's not good at all. And without any progression, then you have to take steps based off of where you're at. You know what I mean? There's a hope that I do want to continue to play here. And I do want to be a part of what's being built and what's going to be built. But at the same time, you know, you want to be valued by the front office and the ownership group and things like that. And, you know, it's just past just the words of it. It's, you know, the actions behind it. And I feel like I've proven who I am and who I'm going to continue to be, you know what I mean? And so, I mean, at some point, I guess you can say there's a point of no return. I don't think it's at that now, but I mean, there's a, you know, time is kind of ticking.
Terry McLaurin earlier this week on his contract dispute with the Commanders. Welcome back, Grant and Danny. On the Fan. Ideally, these two will not head for a divorce. Although, speaking of divorces, have you seen the viral video making its way around the internet today?
So I have not. I heard you guys talking about it.
Coldplay concert. Kiss Cam.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with Kiss Cams during concerts, but I guess they do it in one of their love songs or okay. Something. It's more of a stadium thing for games. But they show this couple in a suite. Older couple. White-haired guy. I'm going to say he's like mid-50s. And a lady, maybe upper 40s, something like that. And they're doing the, like, oh, we're here in Coldplay and we're in love. And so she's standing directly in front of him. She's shorter. And he's got his arms wrapped around her from behind, doing like this move.
Yeah, yeah.
Where she's like, just never been more safe.
We're just swaying.
Than in his arms, right? So they're just going around and they show them on a camera in the suite. And she immediately freezes, then covers her face. She turns as red as an apple. She turns around away from the camera, and the guy ducks down below the camera. Like, just basically dives on the floor. And now the camera's just showing nothing. And everyone correctly in the crowd just starts laughing, like, well, that was awkward. And then the dude who is the singer of Coldplay, Chris Martin. Not the major league reliever, who's a former All-Star who's pitched for the Rangers and the Braves. But the Coldplay singer, Chris Martin, says, they're either having an affair or really bashful. And everyone starts laughing. Cue a bunch of internet sleuths who get to the bottom of this. And the allegation currently is that they found this guy who's a CEO of some company. And the woman is his HR director at his company. And both of them are married. Not to each other.
Oh.
That is the allegation. Now, I don't know if I'm, you know, the story's basically taking on a life of its own.
Sure, it's become something.
Assuming it's gospel. For all I know, they're both in open relationships, or maybe this lady's been separated from her husband for 2 years and nobody knows the difference. But right now, the assumption is, and why do you dive to the ground? Why do you turn around and cover your face? That these two are married people who work together, who are in love, and maybe doing more than just holding each other at a concert, if you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that they got shown on camera. And they got outed in a big, big way.
That's what a way to go. What a way to become public, I guess.
This clip is everywhere. I mean, it's kind of ballsy if you're having an affair, allegedly, where you don't want to get got. You don't want to be found out.
Right.
To go out in public where there are thousands of people.
There it is.
Maybe you're out in a different city, but I don't think they would have reacted that way if they're on camera in a city that isn't their own at a concert. I think you're having an affair at a company in, I don't know, Bethesda or Northern Virginia, and you're at Capital One Arena, and you react that way because you go, oh, Bob,
oh, God,
I'm
caught.
Might
yeah.
see us.
Right. Like, our company has suite tickets, you know? Like, yeah, that's why the seedy motel is a thing where you pay hourly. I mean, that's why every depiction of it in the history of mankind is always like, never.
I've never understood the motel thing, though, because there's not much in there. It's just like a bed and a chair and a TV.
Yeah.
So, like, you're not going to be able to actually go on a date.
No, they're not having, like, dates the way you think of it. They're not going to go, like, play mini golf
What's the point of hanging out then?
Adult time, Grant.
But what could they possibly be doing in the motel?
You mean, like, two people that are attracted to each other?
Yeah, I just don't understand.
You could brush your teeth.
Okay. They're brushing their teeth. They're meeting at the motel to brush
their
teeth.
They could. I don't like my sink at home. They could, like, we'll agree to meet here to brush teeth.
In the words of ancient philosopher, former linebacker, LeVar Arrington. That's real interesting.
Yeah. What's up, Coach?
Hey, Coach. I wouldn't say it, but I wouldn't say it either.
Right.
I mean, that'd be fair to say.
Speaking of divorces.
More?
Terry McLaurin.
Oh, there you go.
Washington Commanders. They going to make this work for the kids or what? What was the reaction in town to that press conference? I'll just tell you that in Atlanta watching that, my first thought was, I knew Terry McLaurin was this upset. Because his agent had kept making it very, very clear to anyone who had listened, mostly like Jeremy Fowler over and over again. He kept taking the bait and just posting stuff. And Jordan Schultz was the other guy that, like, you couldn't go 3 days without him saying how mad Terry McLaurin was. I guess I just thought he would high road it a little bit more than he did or no sell it. Maybe there just wouldn't be as much honesty and candor as we got. And don't hear that as he shouldn't have done that. I'm glad that he did. Don't hear that as Terry McLaurin did anything wrong. I don't think he did. I think this is a guy that feels like he's earned his money. He's a professional. He's a grown-up. This is not a dispute from someone who is in the wrong in terms of the play over the last few years. He's earned the right to do whatever he wants as far as I'm concerned. So I'm not upset at him, but I was just surprised because it's Terry McLaurin.
Mm-hmm.
It's the antithesis of the diva wide receiver. It's the least likely guy in the recent history of the team to be the squeaky wheel, being the squeaky wheel. It was just jarring.
So I'll try to give you as many recaps, because we've done a lot on it over the last few days, as you'd imagine.
Yeah, I just kind of mean like the fan reaction.
Fan reaction, I'd say 80%+ is just, I don't care about any detail. Pay him. Right? Which is, I think, the intent there. Right? Because there are only so many, the way I expressed it, there are only so many levers you can pull when you're on that side, because the CBA is against you. You want to fix that, talk to your union rep, and get to fighting. But it's not set up for a player to be able to win in these kinds of circumstances, right? With holdouts and some of the mechanisms you have. This was the last big, public pressure campaign that you could do at an impromptu press conference in an Eastern Motors commercial.
Well, this is the only thing. By the way, Eastern Motors, attaboy. I mean, tip of the cap.
They knew what they were doing.
I haven't thought about Eastern Motors since 15 years ago when Clinton Portis was wearing the yellow jersey. Well, what an idea for them.
Sure. Like, here's the deal. We'll let people know that your job's your credit, and we'll have Terry do a 45-minute presser with the Easterns in the background.
That was brilliant.
Yeah.
Like getting the word out to everyone in the media. Hey, come on down. You can talk to Terry McLaurin about Eastern Motors and other stuff.
And other things.
If there's anything you want to ask him other than Eastern Motors, you can do that too. Really well done.
Yeah, so it was a wide-ranging thing. It probably should have been better managed, where I found out about his Italian vacation, some other stuff as we were meandering around. Like, it probably could have been, like, I'll give a statement and cut it off. But, you know, my own reaction, a number of things jumped out at me. You know, I didn't love it. I'm not mad at Terry. Totally allowed to do what you want. You're trying to get as much as you can. I don't begrudge that. But there was a lot of, I have to take care of my family. Family's very taken care of. You have so many millions, many more coming to you. You want your market value. You want as much as you can get.
Yeah,
I respect that.
I didn't hear the family part. I just heard he wants to be respected. He feels like he's not being valued. I think those are very reasonable things to say when your value is pretty clear based on the market.
Yeah.
If they're not offering you that, then you should feel disrespected and devalued. As a guy who has been, to call him a model citizen isn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
There is nobody more conscientious, nobody who's a better team player. This is what you want your kid to be. If right now as a father, I got two boys now as of a week ago, I can sign on the dotted line and they turn into Terry McLaurin. I'm not talking about playing in the NFL. I'm talking about as a human being, I'm sprinting to that piece of paper with a pen to sign. That's all you could ever want as a parent. And so to be that guy, and oh, by the way, fringe top 10 receiver in the league. I've always kind of said probably not top 10, maybe a little bit outside of that. But regardless, and now it's your turn to get paid. The market has spoken this offseason. It's time. I mean, that's kind of how it works. I find it to be ballsy. Maybe that's not the best word. Bold for Adam Peters and company to be willing to go toe-to-toe here with the face of the franchise.
Yeah, it's interesting, right?
And the fan favorite. I mean, he could do Peters, who he's my guy. I think he's outstanding. I don't even have a problem with him playing hardball right now on his side of the ledger, by the way. I think
Asked for a GM, and he's GMing.
Yeah. He's mostly right, I think, with what he's doing currently. But I say that to only bring up he could do no wrong. Like, this is the inanimate object against the immovable force, or whatever that saying is. Mm-hmm. Whereas in Adam we trust, best GM ever.
Let Peters cook.
Can't wait till Adam Peters makes the next move. And Terry McLaurin's your guy, and he's going, yeah, we could go Superman, Batman this thing. Why not? Pretty bold. This is the one move he's got right now where I would say you're going to have some people a little bit upset at you. But right. He's not backing down.
In the short term, yeah. I mean, but again, we looked at the track record both of not only him, but of Newmark and company in Detroit, where it was a year ago yesterday that Amon-Ra St. Brown signed his extension. They signed Penei Sewell. These things take a while. So, like, everyone's like, they're doing so much damage for a second, but then once a contract gets done, I mean, Brandon Ayuk, the opposite of Terry McLaurin, could be less professional, is flirting openly on Instagram Lives with other players and declaring that he wants a trade and is as malcontent as possible. He gets a contract, everything's fine. But it took forever for Nick Bosa, it took forever for Trent Williams, took forever for George Kittle. I mean, you go back through history, this is just a process. So, I'm not upset at that part of it at all. I guess here I'm not upset at anybody. Like, McLaurin should be advocating for himself. His agent should be doing it, I think, behind the scenes. But get as much as you can. This is your last chance to get a big one. So go get your big contract. No problem there. The team should try to pay you as little as possible. No problem there. Everyone's doing what they're supposed to do.
Well, I also like that the team never does anything publicly anymore.
Right.
And I say that as a fan talking to you right now on the air. As a media member, it's infuriating. I mean, I hate it. It is really hard to get information. And even basic stuff. Like, here's an example I'll give you. I don't think this throws anybody under the bus. Like, during free agency, texting people in the front office and people around the team, when they sign a guy, and we're on the air live talking to thousands of people, the idea of just saying, like, hey, congrats, nice move. Is this guy going to play more D-tackle or D-end? Like, there's not a team I've ever been around where someone just doesn't answer that question to educate you, to help educate the masses, because it's just good for everybody.
Yeah, they'll go, we're excited to have him.
Right, but like an example from the past with Kendall Fuller. Now we think he's a slot corner. He's going to play in the nickel, might play outside on the boundary a little bit. But like, there's no state secrets here. All you're doing is educating so that you have, at the end of the day, like a smarter fan base and expectations are more set and reasonable. There's really nothing to be lost. But, that current regime, it's like, hey, thanks. And they've made it very clear right. Every step of the way. And it's not just one person. This is all of them. We will not be speaking about anything media-wise.
This is the way we're doing
this
it.
This is how they do it. Mm-hmm. I actually don't think that's a good idea. It's great when you're winning. But, like, ask the Georgetown Hoyas about being a pain in the ass to the media. Like, it backfires on you when you're not winning. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, going back to the Jaden Daniels pick, there was no reason, in my opinion, for them to keep secret as much as they did that pick and not start spreading the word a little bit on why they loved him. But that's the way they chose to make it work. And so when it all goes well, no problem. Just eventually, I think it makes more sense to explain why you do things. And if this sounds like it's an odd thing to do, I promise you, as someone who's covered teams for many, many, many years, it's actually the opposite of odd. It's what almost every single team does. And you have PR people who are willing to do this, that are helping to shape and craft messaging. But most of the time in sports, front office people and just people in the football operation are also willing to do it. And there's less of that now than in a long, long time. I say that only to come back to McLaurin to say, there's nothing coming out from them. There's no team side of this being pushed. You know, the guys that they would leak to, like Schefter, I don't even think he's had anything that would sound like a team statement.
Not that I've seen.
On this, it's only been Terry's upset, which is straight from the agent the entire time, and now McLaurin speaking. And that tells you that, you know, they are trying to get the word out publicly to the fans. I want to be here.
Yeah, it's a public pressure campaign.
They're not willing to pay me, and that's their tactic here.
Mm-hmm.
The team seems to be to just wait this thing out and slow play it. But they haven't talked in over a month. That was crazy to me. Training camp's coming up, and we're 5 days away. In fact, the kids report tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't mean anything for Terry McLaurin. The 22nd is when training camp begins with veterans. That's the date that matters. He said he's still thinking about it. I don't think he'll be at training camp. What he could do is hold in.
Do the hold in bit.
The hold in is odd because I guess then you don't get fined, but you're not on the field, so there's got to be some variation of a fine. But like Terry McLaurin's too smart and he's too conscientious just about his life and his money to get paid to get fined $50,000 a day. Now here's the other flip side. I talked to people about this. Most teams don't actually make guys pay the money after they sign. Like you don't have to. You could say, "We'll let bygones be bygones," or you can even work that into the negotiation. Right, so like
yeah.
he holds out 11 days, that
we will forgive the $550,000.
Exactly, like doesn't matter anymore. Don't worry about it. That kind of deal, or if it has to on the books the way that the contract is or whatever, then you could just bake that into the next contract and nobody is missing it, so to speak. So I guess he could do either one, but I've said all along that this contract would get done before training camp, every step of the way. In fact, the morning that he spoke at Eastern Motors, I was on with the junkies from Atlanta. And we did this thing where we were predicting the date, and I think I had it like 2 days into training camp. As dumb as this sounds, what I'm about to say, I still think Terry McLaurin signs in the next week or so. I really am still going to stick with that. But there are no tea leaves to read that make me think that.
Mm.
Nothing that's happening suggests that. I just have to assume cooler heads prevail. Seems like an easy enough negotiation in terms of the financials. He wants to get this done. They should want to have him. There's going to be a meeting in the middle. I just have to assume that.
Yeah, it's too reasonable. I also, again, I think this is not Bruce Allen doing stuff. You know what I mean? And you think back to when he was like, "I'll fly to Michigan. I'll meet with Cousins in person." Right? He flew out there, and Cousins and his agent or whoever he met with were like, "No, dude, just because you guys already did this franchise tag thing, and if I do that again, then the amount of money you're offering me is way less and doesn't make any sense. But thanks for coming." And then he called an impromptu press conference and told everyone that Cousins was a selfish jerk, right? Whatever the opposite of that is what they're doing. Like, they know what they're doing. So to me, you're allowed to make as much noise as you want. You can set up as many fireworks and use the noisemakers and do the public pressure campaign. Time's on their side because you don't get what you want unless you do the exact thing that you're under contract already to do, and B, that we want you to do, which right. is come play football for us at a high level.
Well, that's important to remember because I think that gets lost as we talk about this. He is under contract for this football season.
Yeah.
People act like they're not going to have him this year. He's on the team.
Yeah.
This is all about next year.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, they could have him play out the deal and then tag him. And then the 2 years that they essentially want him for, or if you were to tag him twice, which I don't know if that's reasonable, but 3 years if you wanted to do that, you still have him for the Cousins plan to go back to Kirk. Or is it Kurt?
Well, if you're McLean, it's Kurt.
Kurt. That's true. The McLean dialect.
It's the accent, yeah.
It'll get you.
Mm-hmm.
Home of the Highlanders.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt.
Kurt.
But the franchise tag would still keep him around for multiple years. Now, you know he's not going to be a good soldier about it. Eastern Motors Day told us that.
Yeah.
And that's before he even shows up to this training camp. So imagine if you tag him next year, you're talking about Jamar Chase level, T. Higgins level agitation, where it's just the biggest story of the offseason. Do you want to bring that on your organization? You've had zero of that. You've had no drama. Do you want to start that? I'm not sure that they do. Let's open up the phones on this next 800-636-1067. Here's the question for you on the listener lines. Training camp is 5 days away. Right now, this moment, call your shot. Do they get a deal done with Terry McLaurin before the start of training camp, yes or no? All offseason, the majority of you guys, and myself and Danny, have all thought that they would. Do you still feel that way after this week or not? Is he going to be under contract for practice number one, or will this linger? And if so, how deep into camp are we going here? G&D on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Scary Terry McLaurin is scaring Commanders fans. Is he going to get a deal done with Washington ahead of training camp, or will he be holding out at the start of the proceedings next week? We're 5 days away from practice number one. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. McLaurin last year, 82 catches for just under 1,100 yards. Specific to touchdowns, far and away a career year. 13 scores, which isn't even to speak to his prolific, dynamic postseason run. You add that in, he was creeping up on close to 20 touchdowns last season. And I say this whenever he comes up, Danny, but I do believe, really, that people are forgetting how good he was last year the further we get. From 7 catches for 90 yards and a touchdown against the Bucs, 4 for 87 against Detroit, and then 3 for 51 in a score, took the screen to the house against the Eagles in the NFC Championship game, if you remember, on a day where the offense
wasn't doing much,
wasn't humming, and they turned the ball over too much. But that was just the postseason run. So he ended up finishing with 16 touchdowns in 20 games last year, which is, you know, prime Randy Moss numbers.
It is indeed. He was, you know, it was an out of whack, makes it sound super negative. It was a violent, positive regression, right, when it came to touchdowns. He'd been under touchdown for so many years with bad quarterback play, you know, whether it's getting tackled at the one, bad luck, pass breakups, whatever. He more than doubled any other year, basically outside of his rookie year where I think he had seven. But you take any other 2 years combined, he superseded that last year. I'm not counting on 13 touchdowns this year. Doesn't mean he's not good. I think probably settling back into the 8, 9, 10 range would be more reasonable. That's still pretty productive and good.
So here's my prediction on McLaurin. We'll get Danny's and then we'll hit the phones. The question for you guys right now on the listener lines, are they going to get a deal done ahead of training camp? I've been saying yes all along. I'm now going to say no, but I'm going to stick with the idea that it happens within the next week. So I'm going to say in the opening days of camp, within 72 hours of the start, so that's through the 25th, about 8 days from now, next Friday, I think they get a deal done with Terry McLaurin. I will admit there's no evidence that corroborates what I'm saying. He seems very upset. They had not talked in a month, although I'd be surprised if they didn't make a call to the agent shortly after all those comments publicly from Terry McLaurin at Eastern Motors earlier this week. One other thing I'll bring up is, and I mentioned this on the Junkies the other day, if you look at the San Francisco track record and drill down, Peters didn't run the show there, but he did a lot of the legwork as the underling to John Lynch and as a right-hand man of Kyle Shanahan. All of their deals with Trent Williams, with Deebo Samuels, with Brandon Ayuk, with Nick Bosa, got done after camp began, and most of them got done into August, preseason football. Yeah. In fact, one of them, I think it was Nick Bosa, got done in September.
It was like the eve of the regular season or a couple days before, something like that.
We call that the Dak Prescott from last year. I think that was like 3 hours before the kickoff of 1 o'clock games. Remember, that was the Sunday countdown.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Thing,
that's right.
Was that Dak got his new deal. But all the evidence points to this is probably going to be a few more weeks. I'm against my better judgment, probably going to be wrong. I'm just going to say they get something done start of training camp-ish. So I'll say by 8 days from now.
I think it's going to go a little longer than that, but it still happens. And again, this sounds so dismissive and diminishing, and I don't mean it to be at all. But again, I keep coming back to the same immutable point that I don't think you can get around. The current CBA and all the rules are not set up for players to win this. They're set up for teams. And if players would like to change that, I encourage them to talk to their union rep and figure out a way to do so. The calendar, the nature of this system, to get to what you want, Terry McLaurin, the payday, the guarantees, the big cash in, you simply must play football for the Washington team this year. So he's going to let everyone know how displeased he is for as long as possible before it starts to become a detriment. And I think we get to like the first week of August where we're still doing this. He's still mad. Everybody has to answer every question a whole bunch of times, whether Dan Quinn has to address it every press conference or Kingsbury's got to talk about life without him or Jaden Daniels has to answer questions. All the players are going to be forced to kind of deal with this for a little bit, but then it happens the week of the first preseason game against the Patriots.
And the players, by the way, are going to be on the side of the player every single time.
Right.
And they don't mind this kind of thing. There might be some eye rolling when a guy that shouldn't be holding out holds out, or when at a mini camp, let's say, or a OTA, where someone who everyone knows should be there needs to be there, isn't there. Like, I remember hearing from a couple guys when Chase Young, early in his career, after not impressive seasons, would like not show up, and they'd be like, hey, he does him, man. Like, this guy is going to do his own thing. It's about him, kind of that kind of deal.
Yeah.
With a Terry McLaurin, there's nothing he could do that his teammates wouldn't go. We know he's a pro. He's going to be fine. He's working out. He's going to be in shape. We're on his side. Because he's earned it. He's just been here.
That's right.
Bleeding, sweating alongside you, doing everything right for a long, long time. Let's hit the phones. 800-636-1067. Mark in Landover Hills, do you think they beat the clock ahead of the start of training camp?
Great show, guys. Thanks for taking my call, Grant. Shout out to Toby.
Appreciate you.
I think there is a chance, Grant, I really do, because of the quality human being that we're talking about. And as far as the thing at Eastern Motors the other day, man, I got to say this, is anybody that's as good a quality human being as you've alluded to, Grant, and you also, Danny, is not going to like one of the scourges of our world, and it's called dysfunction. And I think that's what he was crying out about more than anything. And I know it's a business and everything else, but that doesn't mean that you should treat another human being like that, much less somebody who's stood beside you and been through the Ron Rivera regime and God only knows what else.
Yeah, the what else part is doing some heavy lifting there. Underline and bold that. Because it's a lot of the Dan Snyder inflicted stuff, name changes and investigations and having to answer questions and toe the company line during some really awful, down, dark, bad times that mostly were self-inflicted. It's a good phone call.
So I was talking to Toby about this while you're out. We're not used to this. And what I mean is a really good player that's been here already that's worth this drama. You know what I mean? Like somebody that is in a position because they've played really well here to re-sign here. It's a good problem to have. Organizations have to deal with this sometimes. Detroit has had multiple guys. San Francisco's had multiple guys. This is uncharted for us. It's usually, when is this contract up? When can we get the hell out of this thing? Or we gave someone that never played well here a whole bunch of money. We don't do these very often. So this is, we've got a lot of emotions right now because we're not used to this.
I could think of Trent Williams, Ryan Kerrigan as guys that got those big contracts in a couple of cases, a couple of times. But yeah, more often than not, it was like the tag game with Cousins or Brandon Scherff couldn't get a deal in place. Let's go to Gary in Fredericksburg. What's up, Gary?
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing today?
Hey, buddy.
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Get ready to pull up in my driveway in White Oak. Thought you might know that place, Grant.
Sounds familiar. Absolutely.
Right up the road. Hey, I used to follow you when you was at the Freelance Star.
Oh, you're
anyway,
going
let's
back.
Get back
there
to the question. I'm old school. Hey, that's a ways back. Anyway, throwing y'all a really good nugget from a very, very reliable source. Very close to the family. They are starting to talk as we speak. Okay. They're going to get this done. They should have it done by Monday, maybe even this weekend, but my prediction is by Monday. They don't want any kind of, hey, you don't want to start camp like that. They're going to start off with what? All the questions that you just said they're going to have to answer. None of that's going to happen.
About the difference. And it's great info. Thanks, Gary. Bud. We appreciate you. Who needs Adam Schefter when you got Gary in Fredericksburg?
It turns out, from a source, Gary in Fredericksburg, he's connected. He's actually pulling into White Oak right now. They think that Terry is already chucked.
The starting is important. It could take some time.
Sure.
Like, that's still, you got a lot of work to do to get there before the start of training camp. But to Gary's point, think about the difference between McLaurin not being there on day one and that being the only thing anybody's talking about. Because that will be the story. That'll be the only story. Every person at the podium, it's a McLaurin question, and then another one, and then another one. For an NFC Championship game team from a last season that has designs on getting back deep into the playoffs this year, instead of the Jaden Daniels celebration going into year two, and look at Dan Quinn and Adam Peters' progress as a program, it's all McLaurin. Versus just a big party, everyone's back to school for day one, and they look like they're one of the better teams in the conference. I mean, it is night and day in terms of just the feel of the whole
the vibe,
camp,
yeah.
If you get this done or not. Not saying that you overpay him because of that, but they've got every single reason to try to beat the clock here. Let's go to Russell in Graysonville on The Fan. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for the call. Taking my call. I got to agree. You hit it on the head with the San Francisco deals. Those four deals that didn't get done. Until late, after camp, some preseason right before, as you said, Bosa. But part of me, I mean, as the gentleman just said, obviously you don't want this ripple, going into our distraction, so to speak, going into, camp day one. I know they'd like to get it done, but I got to err on the side of caution and say the deal will get done. I just don't think it'll be done by the 22nd.
It's a distraction, and then it's a pain in the butt to have to deal with the questions. But I truly don't think it takes away from the football team much, if at all, because he and Jaden are on the same page. You know, those guys were able to, if they wanted to, get together throughout the offseason. I don't know that they did. But McLaurin's one of those guys that's putting in work before and after practices generally. He's going to get back up to speed quickly. It's not like he wasn't in the program or that you have a new offensive coordinator or new passing game concepts. I mean, this is going to be like riding a bike when he shows back up, I would think. Brian, Noakesville, you're on The Fan.
I don't understand it. He's still got a contract. He's still on contract for another year. What is the big deal? I don't understand it. If he don't want to play football, we don't need him.
I'll answer the question for you and then tag you back in. So this is way the business of the NFL is such that when you have 1 year left on your contract, this is when you have your leverage then to start negotiating. And as a team, it's important to do the deal now because there's no incentive for McLaurin or his agent to do a deal between the end of next season, so this coming season, and free agency. He'll hit free agency on the first day of the league year, which is about 10 days into March. His contract goes through the end of this season, so he would have to avoid going to the market where every other team can bid on him and he can make more money by signing with you in the several weeks basically between the Super Bowl and free agency. So if you're a team and you actually want to keep him around, unless you're just going to franchise tag him, now is the time to actually do the negotiation.
And so kind of like it or not, this is sort of standard operating procedure now for players and teams because they don't have guaranteed deals.
I think it's pretty crappy. He's still got a contract, and now he's acting like he don't want to play because he ain't getting paid. Well, he is getting paid. He's still under contract.
Well, but
right or wrong,
your point,
I just don't get it.
Yeah, your point would be correct if he doesn't show up for week one, right?
Yeah.
Now, there's something to be said for training camp being mandatory and part of the season, and I agree with you. He is, if he's a holdout, not honoring his contract, and that's why they will be paying him, fining him, rather, and he will pay them $50,000 a day to not show up. But this is his leverage. This is the one card he's got to essentially get what he's asking for. This is really no different than when your company and you are negotiating your raise and you've earned X and they're offering you Y. It's just playing out very publicly for everybody to see. That's all this is.
But by the way, and I understand the sentiment. It frustrates, I think, a lot of folks where it's like, you know, we have a whole year. I can't wait for these games. And like, that matters so much to me. This year matters. Stop sacrificing that for some future. To me, this is more of a systemic indictment, right? Like, this is what the players, the only recourse that they've got in a league without guaranteed deals. It doesn't happen in Major League Baseball or the NBA or otherwise because they've got the guaranteed deals. It's not how it works in the NFL. This is the only mechanism of kind of punching back with that better parlance that the players have.
When should we really start getting concerned about this? I think a lot of people are surprised we're here and maybe disappointed, but there's not legitimate concern about McLaurin not playing for the Commanders again. When would that set in? I want to get into that. Plus, we'll hit our double play next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We've got tickets we're giving away in about 12 minutes at the top of the hour. Government Mule's going to be at Warner Theater. Get your tickets ahead of the Beltway Blitz in just a few. It is time for our double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers, now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealers today.
Jimmy, you and I are I would say this, akin in certain ways. We are both creatures of habit. I think you take it to the nth degree, but I've got some of that same deal to me. And if there's anything that disrupts my routine, it throws me off to such a high degree that other people in my life have to kind of step up and assist, knowing that I will be in a tailspin and not myself and unhelpful and a net negative. So the example I bring, if you're looking at the YouTube page, 106.7 The Fan on the YouTube, you see the Grant and Andy Live situation, you see our dumb faces. I'm drinking out of a water bottle today, not like a bottle that I usually bring to refill, but an Aquafina bottle that I had to purchase. This $2.50 purchase at our little snack market thing that we have in the break room has put me in such a terrible and foul mood because I forgot my refillable bottle of water that I always fill up. I put in my my Motive Pure flavoring that I got you for Christmas that you don't use, but to make sure that like it makes me hydrated, makes me happy. And I don't have it with me, and I'm so thrown off and so annoyed, I feel like I'm not myself.
I'm sorry that you forgot your water.
Yeah, I know.
Bottle.
I know. You didn't do anything wrong.
What you did is just what people do all the time. But yes, you are the. I think it bothers you more because you're cheap that you had to spend $2.50.
Huge part of it. Huge part of it.
I don't think really the leaving your water bottle at home thing was much of an issue.
No, I don't have my. I have my lemonade, my pink lemonade, water flavoring thing. I put 5 pumps into my big thermos, 4 pumps into my smaller thermos. That's how I do it. I don't have that. So now my whole palate is off. I'm drinking my hot tea from my voice. I've got my protein shake from our friends at Co-Pair. I've got my flavored water, except I don't. And I had to spend money on top of it. It's the spending on top of the mistake. I don't like it.
4 pumps will get you fined in the NFL after a touchdown.
Is it a single pump gets you fined?
I actually think a pump, but that was the old Key and Peele skit.
That's right.
It was like, you got 3 pumps, but if you do another one, I'm going to throw the flag on you.
Which is a great bit.
It is time for my double play. A little bit of airplane hijinks for you here. A couple of things, a couple of notes from the big trip out to Atlanta, Georgia. Number one, this was just an odd thing. I am a Diet Coke or Coke Zero drinker when I have meals. I've tried to cut back on that as best I can. So like the rest of the day, I never just have a soda by itself. But when I'm eating, especially with the Co-Pair thing, part of the joy of the meal is going to be to wash it down with a little Coke Zero out of the fountain if I'm out and about somewhere.
Sure, yeah.
Atlanta is the Coke capital of the world, from what I can gather.
It's
quite literally
headquartered, yeah.
That's where their factory is. If I flew out later, I would have gone over there and seen the factory and sampled or whatever, and gone and done the tour. I got nothing but flat sodas every time I got a Diet Coke there for like four straight days.
Really?
The only thing I could chalk it up to was just everything was too busy. Like at the ballpark, they have Coke products, what have you. But there were millions of people everywhere. Everywhere I went in the Battery, every restaurant I went to. There's just tons of people in crowded areas constantly. Even at the airport, though, as I was getting ready to head out, I sit down at the airport. I'm going to get some kind of little like breakfast salad thing. And I'm like, you know what would make this just a little bit more enjoyable for me is a Coke Zero. And sure enough, it comes and it is flat. And I thought, this is the worst streak ever. Isn't Coke where Atlanta, it's what they're known for.
That's the hub. You would think close to the hub, you'd get the best version.
I was there for 4 days. Didn't get one glass that bit. I didn't get one Bernie in my throat Kozar. You know, I just wanted to burn just a little bit.
And that, everyone gets the soft drink.
A little bit of bite.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking for.
Of course.
I never got bit. I don't know what happened.
That is odd to me. Because I lived in Atlanta for a summer to see if I wanted to live there. Spoiler alert, I did not.
Okay.
And I was like, the only thing it's got going for it right now, it's tough to get around. The neighborhoods aren't that awesome. There's not many cool places to go out. But the soda. At every little, the Varsity, at every little taco joint, at every little burger place, everywhere I went, I got great soda.
So here's the second thing. This could be a 10-minute story. I'm going to shorten it to a minute as best I can.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in line to get onto the plane to come home yesterday. I get to the front of the line finally in group three. I put my phone down and scan it because I'm not 100 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I checked in on an app and did everything on my phone. And it beeps, and it's like, not you, not today. And the lady like looks at me and is like, huh, try again. And she's like, you're on the wrong flight, dear. And I'm like, no, aren't you going to Dulles? She's like, yeah. I'm like, 8:27? She's like, yeah. I'm like, 6:32? Yeah. She goes, let me see it again. She scans again. She's like, yeah, you're not on this flight. You're on a different flight. And I'm like, here's my ticket. And she goes, brings me over to a machine.
Oh, no.
So she's like, huh. I'm like, what? She's like, you've never checked in. I said, sure, I have. She said, well, I don't have any history of you checking in. I said, well, this is my ticket. Doesn't that mean I checked in?
How'd I get this?
Do I get this before I check in? She's like, no. And then she goes, interesting. And I'm like, what? She goes, you're not checked into this flight. I said, we covered that.
Yeah.
She goes, you don't have a seat. I said, what does that 23F on my ticket say? She goes, yeah, you don't have a ticket. You're not in my database.
Oh, my God.
Like, this is how people disappear.
Yeah. I was going to say, what am I, Back to the Future?
If you've
before
heard about,
Johnny
like,
be good? Yeah.
Disappearing people?
What?
It was happening to me. And she's like, yeah, you're not on the... And she goes, oh. She turns around. There's this really old lady getting on the plane. As this lady is walking...
She's like, my name's Granthy Paulson.
This lady is like walking onto the tarmac part past having just scanned her ticket.
Uh-huh.
To walk down the little ramp to go to the airplane. The lady like grabs her by the shirt and she like turns around. She's like, come with me. And the lady's like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. And she's like, you can't get on. And she's got, so she brings her over here, and I'm like, what's wrong? She's like, I'd tell you, but you wouldn't believe it. She was livid, this lady. So then she starts clicking away, and she's like, huh. I'm like, who's this lady? And she goes, I just gave her your ticket.
Oh, my God.
I said, why did you give her my ticket? She's like, well, you weren't here. I said, I've been here the whole time. She's like, yeah, but not in the database. So then she gives me the old lady's ticket.
Oh, my God.
As I go back in the line, this kid, who I'm like, I say kid, he's probably 20. I get back in front of him to get back down to the little ramp, and he's like, I hope she makes the flight. I said, me too. I said, what happened to this lady? So he proceeds to tell me he's been with this lady for the last 24 hours. They've been, three of their flights have been canceled. They stayed in a hotel, took the shuttle to and from. She got there for her flight that after two were canceled yesterday at 8 a.m. They got changed. Then they were in line in Chicago, and the pilot didn't show up or something. So this lady is having the worst trip ever. Finally gets her
she
ticket.
She thinks she's on the plane. And oh, my God.
She was on standby. They give her my ticket. Then she thinks, like, I've come and been like, I will take that woman's seat. So now this poor lady.
Yeah, give me that old bag's ticket.
This would have been her fourth flight. And this time, think about how pissed you would be. She was way too calm. She got through. They gave her the ticket that they just said, here's your ticket.
I mean, she's in the on the.
She scanned in. She's now on the plane. It's happening finally. She's been trying to do this since 24 hours earlier, and then they grab you and go, actually, whoops, and say no. So I feel awful, and I'm thinking, I got a new baby, I got to get home to my wife, I got to get home to my family, but if they have another flight in 3 hours, I will volunteer.
Yeah, but you kicked poor Ethel off her flight.
Ethel is, so finally, I'm like, this is bad. So I asked the flight attendant, I'm like, hey, is that old lady going to get on the plane? They're like, they had no idea what I was talking about. Like, there's a lady out there. They gave her my seat. I didn't have a ticket. Now, this raised some suspicion. And I'm like, you know what? I shouldn't be doing this.
Right.
And I'm like, ah, never mind. And they're like, okay. So then now I'm like, are they going to get me off the plane? What's happening? Well, finally, right before the doors closed, here comes Ethel.
Oh.
Ethel gets on the plane, sits like six rows in front of me. She looked very angry and upset.
Sure.
But a near miss app for Ethel. She got on the plane. Now she missed her. I heard her telling someone as I flew past her, because she was not very moving very fast.
Yeah.
After her flight, that she missed her connection.
Yeah.
So
that's going to happen to you.
It wasn't all a win for right. Ethel.
But she's closer to home, presumably.
One step closer. How about that?
Dude, you stole Ethel's seat, man.
I felt bad. Wasn't my fault. I mean, how am I not checked in? How do I not have a ticket when I've checked in and I've been given a ticket? I've never seen anything like that. Very strange.
That is wild.
Beltway Blitz is next on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.